out, y'all. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. All right, CQ, listen up, please, because we need your help with this one. Our friends... friendship with us, our relationship really depends on your help today.
It's a real tough one. You know, Brownie and I are such good friends that if we have an issue, I tell him. Like, his stench. And I always say, oh man, you stink. Did you just do that? Put some deodorant on. And you do. Yeah. And that, I think that is a good thing that we can talk about
it. You've got to be open in situations like that. Otherwise, if it keeps going, it lingers like a bad smell.
Yes.
And talking about bad smells, we have a friend. His name is Harry. Fake name there.
And it may not even be a man.
Yeah.
This is our person that we're going to talk about.
Let's do that. They have no gender. this person has a bit of an issue when it comes to inside their mouth. We have conversations. We catch up over coffee and, you know, we talk about what happens in life, what we did over the weekend. But when it comes time for this person to talk, their breath is... kind of overpowering a little bit.
It's almost so bad you're thinking you need to go to the dentist because you've obviously got some cavities or something that's making it smell so bad.
Not too sure what it is. And look, we love this person to death. But the thing is, it's getting to the point now where sometimes I feel like holding my breath just because it gets so bad. But it's one of those awkward situations where you're like, how can you draw attention to it? Maybe they're self-conscious about it. Maybe you can't do anything about it. Maybe they're doing something on their own. But it's just, how do you bring up the issue? What can you say to them?
Do you bring up the issue even? Maybe this is just something that you just leave. But it does affect our friendship.
We've been friends with this person for well over a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point now where it's like, if it keeps going... I'm going to pull out the busy card. I can't chat today. Too busy. We got meetings.
Oh, we need your help. 13, 12, 16. How do you address someone's bad breath? Do you just come out and say it to them? Do you just dodge them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you cut all ties and run for your life?
Or is there a nicer way to go about it? Because literally we are running out of ideas. And quite frankly, the peg on the nose seems to be like the best idea that we've got right now. Errol, how do you address bad breath, mate?
Well... funny you mention that, Brownie, because I always chew gum all the time, and the easiest way that I counter that is I offer them gum.
But after a while, after you're giving them gum every single day, do you have to turn around and go, hey, maybe you could buy the next packet?
I don't sort of elaborate, I don't think. I just a one-off sort of thing, and next time round I'll, you know, stand a little bit further back or...
Right.
That is true. And Brownie's too much of a tight person, so he's not going to be buying chewing gum to give it out freely.
Yep. Or maybe just be honest and tell them, I guess. Pull that person aside and have a private, friendly chat.
Good idea, Errol. Dib's not doing it. Oh, sorry, Brownie. Looks like that person's you.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.